Praise the Lord. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, we're just so thankful for your word. We thank and praise you, oh God, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us a mandate. You tell us to call those things that be not as though they were, and to stand firm on and not doubt in our hearts. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come this morning together on the TMC call to get that fresh word that we need, that word that we need to start our day. We thank and praise you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who are both on the call this morning. Father, we thank and praise you that they spoke this word. They spoke TMC into existence. Not only did they speak it, but they acted on it. And Father, we ask that you continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts immensely and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, in her new venture that Dr. P.K. Roberts has with Dr. P.K., you know what I'm saying. Well, bless her new venture in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that you continue to shower both Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa with favor in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that you continue to be with the D.H. De Leon family, continue to order their footsteps, be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. Favor from the north, south, east, and west will overtake them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring a rich word that we need to hear, that it will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we go out today, and that we will speak the word and the word only. We will say what God says about us. And Father, the only thing we won't speak about, which is who is not invited on this call, is Satan nor his cohorts. So we bind them in Jesus' name and loose your blood, your transforming blood, your blood, oh God, that can just bind them up and not allow them to be a part of this call at all. For you have given us that authority. We thank and praise you for the speaker, oh God, and that you bless them indeed. We give you praise. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my TMC family.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. TMC family, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you on this Monday to the Master's Call. And so first of all, I would like to thank Minister Willa for seating us and greeting us this morning, and we thank you so much for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Every Monday through Friday, we gather here on the Master's Call at this divine and appointed time, and we have been gathering here since October the 25th of 2010, and truly, God is enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so here on the Master's Call, we start our call in prayer. We end our call in prayer. On Friday, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. But don't feel that if you can't wait till Friday, there's something that you need to pray for today. Just know that there is a way to get in contact with us. You can go to www.themasterscall.net. So that means that we have a website for this line, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. Not only that, on our website, there is a place for you to communicate with us. And if you don't want to communicate there on the website, you can also send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. Currently, we are seeking those of you who would like to join our team to be a greeter, to be a prayer intercessor, to share with us a message that maybe God has given you. Well, we invite you to use our email, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to you. immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call where that visionary and founder is none other than Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And so there is a ton of motivational speakers that come on that line that will help you to increase your artist business. So immediately following this call, please dial 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. And see, the tool that brought most of us together here on the Masters Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. And Artist International has been changing, reshaping, and transforming lives for over 25 years. And so if someone from Artist International has invited you to this call, or maybe you don't know what it is about, then please get back with the person who invited you, and they will definitely share with you how an appointment with artists can truly change your life. Well, at this time, without further ado, it is time for me to introduce our speaker for this Monday morning. And so our speaker is no stranger for this call. She is a phenomenal and powerful woman of God, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott. She has a quote that says, "By no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now." This statement introduces Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living now. There is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you. She advises that you walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. Dr. Farrell Scott also advances the message of living in your now. From Durban, South Africa, to London, England, to West Indies, to Trinidad, to Canada, and all over the United States, Dr. Farrell Scott has traveled the world to share her message of living in your now and has been blessed to see the life-changing effects of her word on audiences she has touched. Through her book, mentoring, coaching programs, radio, and television shows, she has helped thousands of people to live their lives to the fullest as they embrace their power of now. Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott is a published author, transformational speaker, and president of Caribbean American Students Educational Foundation, an 18-year-old nonprofit organization which saves healthy breakfast, lunch, which serves healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner to more than 1,000 children every single day. Dr. Farrell Scott is a mother of three. She earnestly believes that God, family, and community, and all things are possible. At this time, without further ado, I bring to you the senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries in Brooklyn, New York, none other than our speaker for this day, Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Dr. Lucille, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I want to thank you guys for those kind words that you said this morning. It's always an honor to come and speak before this vicious group, and I give God praise and thanks to each and every one of you. I thank God who is the head of my life, and because of him, I live and move and have my being. I thank him for waking me up in my right mind and strength this morning. And so I always give God honor and praise. I also want to give honor to the two phenomenal women in the marketplace that are responsible for this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, a woman that understand that you can be in the marketplace and love God. You can be in the marketplace profitably, successfully, and have a relationship with God. And so this morning, I honor them both, and I thank them both for their friendship. this morning I'm not going to be before you long. As a matter of fact, I am traveling, and so it was a bit of a pulling together to do this and travel at the same time. But many of you sisters out there, you know that we can chew gum, rub our stomach, comb our hair, do 6-7 things all at the same time. So I am just attempting to fulfill this assignment this morning. I'm going to start with the book of Kings. And yesterday, my girlfriend, Pastor Sean, many of you know her, Pastor Sean Atkins, celebrated her 10th year anniversary pastoring the beautiful Antioch Church in Brooklyn, in Manhattan. And the bishop that spoke, he spoke on this scripture, and I wanted to share it with you guys this morning. It's 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to go from verse 1 to 7. Now there cried a woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take him and my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And where thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour into the vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought their vessels to her, and she poured out. Get on my page. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel, and the oil stayed. And she came and told the man of God, and he said to her, Go, sell the oil, pay your debt, live thou and thy children of the rest. And the part I'm going to focus on this morning is there's always the solution in your house. I want someone to hear me this morning. The answer to your problem is always in the house. Listen, hear this. He said to her, she came and said, You know, my husband was a good man. He did everything he was supposed to do. But now that he's dead, something tragic could be happening in the house. I want you guys to hear me. Because them selling her sons, it means it would be something happening in the house. And remember back in those days, the men protected the woman. And if they took all the men from the house, she too would find herself in some type of slavery or bondage. And so she's saying, there is some type, something is going to happen in my house if something doesn't happen. My sons are going to be taken from me. They're going to be put into slavery. And the prophet did not buy into that. I want you guys to follow. The prophet didn't come and say to her, well, you know, he should have saved some additional money, girl. He should have had a 401k. Well, you know, hey, you know, he should have sold some more products. He should have had a second job. The prophet never said that. The prophet never bought into her panic. He said to her, and I'm going to read it. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? What hast thou in thine house? And I came by this morning to ask somebody, what do you have in the house? Instead of running around and panicking and, oh, my God, they're going to foreclose on my house, or I'm going to lose my car, God is telling me to ask you this morning, what do you have in the house? The solution to your problem is always in the house. And listen to her response to the prophet. Thine handmaid has nothing. Her first response was to go to the least common denominator. Her first response was to say, I don't have anything. I don't have any education. I can't get that promotion. I can't speak, so I can't sell my products. I don't know anybody that can put anybody in my downline, you know, so I can do well. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. Where's your Heavenly Father this morning? Do not go to the least common denominator, because that's what she did. I don't have anything. What do you mean? What are you asking me? What do I have? I'm just telling you they're going to take my sons. And then all of a sudden, she has a light bulb moment. And she said, Thy handmaiden has nothing in the house save a pot of oil. Bingo! That's all the prophet was waiting to hear. She got a pot of oil. And then he said to her, go borrow vessels. Go get as many vessels as you could. And the point I want you to hear this morning, he said, empty vessels. Because, guys, he did not tell her, go and tell your friends what you have if they could give you some more of what you have. Because there are different types of oils out there. There are different types of anointings out there. And some of us, we contaminate ourselves and our oils because we mix and match with any and everything that passes by. So he told her, empty vessels. How many of you need to find some empty vessels? Don't go and try to drag someone that's doing another multi-level marketing business into your business. How about finding an empty vessel, someone that never, ever heard about multi-level marketing? Yeah, I just went there. I did go there. Because, you know, many of us function out of integrity. We go and we bring a whole downline from another company. Get some empty vessels. Empty vessels. There's what the prophet told her. Don't go and tell them what you have. Just go and borrow some empty vessels. And as the preacher said yesterday, you know, you remember, I'm from Trinidad. And I remember way back when my mom used to be able to say, you know, go to the neighbor next door and get a cup of sugar. Or go and borrow some rice. Or go and do that. Because that's how the community was. The prophet sent her to the community. The prophet sent her to the community. When you live in a community and you live right in the community, you can borrow vessels and you can borrow many than a few. I'm here to tell you this morning, I just stopped by to say, the problem, the solution to your problem is always in the house. God is telling me to tell you, the solution to your problem is in the house. Go borrow vessels, empty vessels. One of the things the preacher said yesterday was, how about finding someone that is hurting? How about finding someone that needs some love and pour into them? The next time you're going to the subway or you're driving and you want to hand a dollar or 50 cents or $2 or $3 to that person that's standing there, how about looking them in the eye and pouring into them? The solution to your problem is always in the house. Find some empty vessels that you can fill. Find some empty vessels that you can fill with the love of God. Find some empty vessels that you can fill with the blessing of God, with the healing power of God. Someone today is needing. Someone today, you will come across some empty vessel. And your assignment today is to fill that empty vessel of love, peace, joy. May the Lord bless you today as you recognize the answer to your solution is in the house. And if you're part of your community, you can borrow empty vessels, and you don't have to borrow a few. Have a blessed and an awesome, awesome day. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell-Scott, for blessing us this morning and letting us know that our solution is in the house. Amen. I'm going to be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic, magnificent, and mighty God, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are our refuge. You are our peace. You are our strength, and we're able to find joy in you, God. We thank you right now, God, for this time. We thank you for this anointed woman of God, and we thank you for the message that you gave to her to give to us this day. And I pray that as we go through this day, that we would just think about what she said, because you have already given us a solution for the situations that we encounter in this day, God. So we thank you for her, and we pray right now that you would restore the virtue in her that she poured out with us this day. We thank you that our lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we start this day, God. And so we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us, O God. And so we claim right now, we decree and declare that we are healed and that we are whole, that every single need is met in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything that you have set forth for us to do this day will be done, Father. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for us, God, and those plans will prosper us and give us a hope and a future, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are exceedingly and abundantly blessed, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we walk into the steps that you have already predestined for our lives. We are more than conquerors, and in every single thing we have the victory, Father. So we just bless your holy name this day. We thank you, God, and we praise you. We magnify you and we glorify you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, God. So for each and every single caller that has dialed into the Master's call on this day, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would just bless them, that they will flow, that they will overflow with your favor, with your blessings, and with your increase, God. We just thank you right now, God, that you are working things out on our behalf. We lift up right now Zelda Hunter to you, Father, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in her life, Father. And I pray for her family and that you would just draw them nearer to you, O God. And for each and every caller on this line, Father, I speak that new and great things will happen in their lives. We come against sickness right now in the name of Jesus. We come against stress and depression right now in the name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up the President of the United States to you, O God, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow him to continue to walk in the steps that you have ordered for his life, God. I lift up right now each and every single leader, each and every pastor, each and every organization, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. I lift up Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family to you as we continue to press and punch forward into this April until May the 5th, where we close our month, God. Please let us close and make this a historical month, God. We still have time, and we know that we could do it in the name of Jesus, Father. I just thank you for Elvia, and I thank you, God, that you have already healed her womb and that the baby that she carries right now, Father God, that great things will happen for her. So we just thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for prosperity, God. We thank you for everything. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for what you will do, God. So we bless your holy name this morning. We praise your holy name this morning. We celebrate you. We honor you. And for those families who have loved ones to pass away, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will comfort them right now. Comfort their minds and their hearts and their spirits, God. Put your arms around them right now and give them peace in the name of Jesus. And all of these things I ask right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So once again, we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on this day on the Master's Call. And to go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-0075. Again, I'm sorry. Let me repeat that replay, 712-432-1085. So again, 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-pound. That is the replay for the Master's Call. You can also go onto our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, and you can click on any day you want to hear the replay for this call. Remember, we'll be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that call number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598-POUND. Remember, if you're on this line and you want to be a greeter, an intercessor, you want to just, you know, see where God is taking you to, then please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, or visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. Please pass this call on to three people today and invite them to join you back here on tomorrow at this divine and appointed hour in this telecommunication sanctuary. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace, and so go out and make your day great. At this time, Dr. Lucille, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Praise God, praise God, praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. To everyone under the sound of my voice, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Have a blessed, filled day. Praise God.